Parham's our guy at CarX, but he's also quite the community man. Ace golfer, soon to be on the Champions Tour someday. Incredible game. Parham, what are you doing?
We are shopping at County Market as you speak. We got our secret ingredients from Thad about 7 minutes ago, and I've got 22 minutes to conceptualize 3 dishes and buy the groceries for it.
So you're
and now I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah. So you're wasting time here, dude.
You are wasting time, but I'm glad to talk to you. You're never wasting time. I got Kevin standing right next to me, too, Stevie.
Who you got next to you?
Kevin.
Kevin Hamlin.
Hey,
Kevin.
How's it going, CJ?
So what's up with Parham? He's trying to get you guys some volleyball money, right?
He's trying to help us out, yeah, and it's working out really well. The thing that's really fun right now is just a lot of fun right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's running around. It's a madhouse. Thad just gave us a ridiculous list of ingredients, and we're trying to scramble and get some stuff figured out.
Yeah,
and then Parham on top of it had to give us 30 minutes to get this all done.
And then he's wasting.
What do you do with the leg? What do you do with the big leg of lamb? Could you help me out?
Yeah,
can you
send
me a couple of ingredients real quick?
You just put that stupid accent salt on it. That's all you do. Boom, bam. That's all you do. Yeah.
See, I got a phone number in case last minute somebody wants to sign up.
Yeah.
And they can call the iHotel at 217 819-5656. They can call, get on the list. There's probably 20 some spots left. Last minute.
All right, it's tonight. It's at iHotel. We're
it's
trying
at
to.
The iHotel Conference Center.
Right, and it starts what time?
It starts at 6 o'clock sharp. The judges, you know, are Jimmy John, Thad, Ray from Timponies, Carlos, Jim Turpin. So, and of course, the master ceremonies yourself.
Yes, it's me, and I'm coming hungry, right?
You need to come hungry and just do what you do best. And you're gonna, this will be one of your favorites, I promise.
Yeah, I'm herding cats here, right? I'm just moving people, right?
You're going to talk with Joe, and she'll be your host to say exactly what to do, and you're going to love it. It's
all right, how much to get in?
What's that?
How much does it cost to get in?
It's $150, includes the wine pairings with each of your entrees. You will not leave hungry.
And you're trying to raise money again for Illinois Volleyball.
For Illinois Volleyball, specifically to go on this international trip.
All right, let's help Kevin Hamblay. Great guy. Parham, you're a great guy. Go to
Thank
work,
you.
Buddy. I can't wait to
Thanks,
taste
buddy.
Your food. You're a dancing maniac, and now you're a chef. You're amazing.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy. Okay. Talk to you. See you tonight.
Bye.
Okay, so there you go. If you want to help volleyball, $150 each. You get all the sampling. Jimmy John's going to be there. Thad is from the Bakra, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fancy.
Yep.
Downtown Champaign.
Nice.
Unbelievable place. So if you want to be part of this, I know all the, what do they call the volleyball support group? Netters, court,
Network.
That's
Illini.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the rebounders, except, and I just got a mental blank there.
I know, me too.
So if you want to be the something sitters, court says net, so now it's going to really bother me. Volleyball support group, Kevin Hamblay. So hopefully everybody there find $150 in support, and they want to go on this big international trip, which flight alone will be $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So just forget about eating. So it's expensive, and they're trying to get it done. So anyway, it'll be a fun night, and a lot of famous people here in Champaign-Urbana will be there.
$150 a ticket. It's 819-5656. There's only 20 tickets left.
Okay.
Starts at 6, iHotel.
Only 20?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's not very many. I presume they sold hundreds.
That's right.
So I'll be there, and again, have no idea what I'm doing, okay? Let's just be real honest. He has no idea what he's doing at the store. I have no idea what I'm doing tonight.
Well, I think in that Top Chef conceptionary, you know, in the show, they all shop for the ingredients and try to decide what they're going to do, and they only have a limited time to do it.
Limited time to shop for the stuff?
Yes.
Well, what if you don't know the grocery store?
Exactly. That makes it kind of the challenge in challenging these chefs. But they're calling it Chop Chef in order not to...
So he was just given the ingredients for, I guess, today.
Right.
They have a half an hour to shop.
That's right.
He wasted 5 minutes with me on the phone.
Exactly.
And you're supposed to find these ingredients that are impossible.
And then figure out how you're going to make it a really good meal so you can win some money or an award.
So he's got a lamb chop and asked me, and I said, accent, salt. I bought like a barrel of that at Sam's, and yeah. Janet can't stand it, so I'm going to throw it out. If you want an accent salt, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
And like it's like a barrel.
Okay.
And we're talking about this.
Well, and Mike, he tries to stay away from sodium, so...
No, we don't want that. Yeah. So I'll just kind of use that
anyway.
Sidewalks or something. Okay. All right. It's 20 before 9 here at the Pines in Urbana. It's ESPN 93.5 and the new Sunny 95.3. Sunny 95.3 starts with the great music in 20 minutes. The Herd stays on ESPN 93.5 side. We got two formats splitting at 9. And hope you're, first of all, hope you like Colin Coward. I think he's pretty darn good. And then hope you're enjoying the new Sunny 95.3. You can go to Facebook. It's My Sunny 95.3. Mm-hmm. And like us and let us know what you think.
That's right.
And that's growing.
Yes.
People are finding it and finding out that, boy, they play a lot of music and a lot of good songs.
Yeah, and Ken Cunningham's done a great job. If you have a suggestion for some songs you'd like to hear, we'll pay attention to that,
yep,
too.
Yeah, we do. And also, our other new radio station is US 105.9. And, boy, does that sound good.
I know.
If you like country, you got to listen to US 105.9. There's a lot of music there, too. When you start a radio station, you don't necessarily have a lot of advertising.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people like that.
I know.
And that's what's happening here on both soft rock favorites from then and now on Sunny 95.3, which you'll hear in now 18 minutes. And then the US 105.9 is... As again, if you like country music, know somebody does, give that a shout because, again, I've never listened to country music in my life, and I really like it.
Well, and
I
to
didn't
have
realize
it on the internet at work, yeah. country1059.com.
It's the only country streaming radio station.
Yeah, and you won't have be burdened down with a lot of commercials in this state.
Well, that's right, and it's just sound. I just really like a lot of the country songs. I had no idea how many. Country is kind of your mainstream music
mm-hmm,
these days.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie Underwood and some of the core artists are just really down-to-earth, good people. And I'm hearing the Lord and God mentioned as say, a WBGL, but there's a lot of reference to faith
mm-hmm,
on country music.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't realized that.
Thomas Rhett's big hit is If I Could Have a Beer with Jesus.
Yeah.
We had a little discussion about that in the car when we heard that come on. And Jean said, I'd like an apple juice with Jesus.
Okay.
But, you know, he talks about how I'd sip it slowly and I'd let him lead the discussion.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus had wine.
Sure.
I mean, he drank wine. I don't think there's nothing evil about drinking.
I know.
It's
well, Anna Jean's 10.
Well, right,
so
that's right. Apple juice. Apple juice for her. But as far as, you know, sometimes it's, drinking excess.
Right.
It's the whole excess thing. But anyway.
It's the whole kicking back and visiting with a friend.
That's right.
Like Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
That concept in the song.
So there you go. It's 8:43, sports headlines, and then we'll wrap this program coming up next.
Lake Sarah Marina and Mercury Marine proudly present the 2013 Lake Sarah Marina Boat Show, February 28th through March 3rd at the Village Square Mall, South Route 45, Effingham. See the newest of 11 boat lines and over 75 boats on display, including fishing, skiing, and pleasure boats, all under one roof. Summer will be here soon, and Mercury Marine wants you to be prepared with a new boat powered by a Mercury or Mercruiser motor from Lake Sarah Marina Boat Show, February 28th through March 3rd at the Village Square Mall in Effingham.
It's the CarX ESPN special. Folks, you got to hear this. You can get a car detail, oil change, tire rotation, and trip check, a $240 value for $99 at CarX right now. Also, you need brakes, brake pads. It's $199 for brake pads and rotors installed for any car and $240 installed for any truck. If you're curious, it's CarX. Two locations in Champaign, one in Urbana. Call about the ESPN special today and get on their schedule, 352-9700. That's 352-9700. All right, check our sports headlines now on the radio at 844. A biggest game, a biggest upset was last night. It's Penn State beating Michigan.
Yeah, they're 0-14 in the Big Ten and beat number 4 Michigan. The final was 84-78. Go Nittany Lions. We had Iowa over Purdue 58-48. And our Illini men are in action in a sold-out game to honor the seniors as they play Nebraska Saturday at 4:15. It's also the 50th anniversary for the Assembly Hall. In the Assembly Hall tonight at 7 o'clock, our women will host Ohio State. We are tied for third in the Big Ten. Charisma Penn, who is named on the list of top 30 candidates for the Naismith Women's College Player of the Year Award, will be honored as a senior, along with Adrian Godbold and Kirsten Magrum. We had a Class 3A Regionals with Urbana's Tigers on top of the Mahomet Seymour Bulldogs. 61-49 was the final. And we had Class 2A Sectionals down in Tolono at Unity with Monticello over Clifton Central, 59-52. It looks like the Cobras beat Lincoln Land 62-47 last night also. And we have other Illini teams in action tomorrow with the baseball playing down in Texas, softball down in Tampa, Florida, women's cross-country track and field in South Bend, Indiana, and the men's tennis at the Atkins Tennis Center in Iowa. Have friends that have gone to the Atkins Tennis Center to see tennis in action. They say it's really fun to watch those games.
Yeah, right.
Bulls and 76ers tonight. The Blackhawks visit the St. Louis Blues. And in preseason MLB, L.A. Dodgers over the Cubs 11-7. Cardinals beat the Mets 12-4. And the White Sox over the Rangers 8-4. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Dog falls in ice, falls on shaky ice, goes in water in Westport, Connecticut. Firefighter saves golden retriever.
Mm.
What a great story. I see a picture of this on TV, and it's just this cute baby. A little doggy stuck in the ice, and the firefighter jumps in this frigid cold water with his stuff on.
Okay.
And dog's going to be okay.
All right.
Man swims off Auckland, New Zealand, and gets attacked by sharks.
Oh, no.
This is a famous producer type, made movies, and was very well known in New Zealand. And I just don't understand. You know, I understand swimming in the ocean. I don't understand swimming 600 feet from shore. I just don't think you have to swim that far out.
Right.
I know you can get shark attacks in 3 feet of water.
Yeah, that's right.
But he was 600 feet. That's 600 feet. So 300 yards, 200 yards. It's two football fields out.
And a fatal shark attack?
Yeah, he's dead. They think it's a great white.
Oh,
and
boy.
he was just doing a training swim and apparently had talked to friends who were out in the same kind of area. They were out in the water, and he said, "See, I'm going to keep swimming." And he went over and just happened to hit two or three sharks feeding on fish and seagulls, and just wrong place, wrong time.
I don't know why, but I play out that scenario in my mind. I've only swam in the ocean. I count on one hand, you know, and like you said, I'm within 20 feet of the shore. But I always think that I'm going to punch the shark in the nose for some reason.
Well, that's supposed to stun him.
I know.
But at that time.
Are you really thinking about that, though, when the shark is coming at you and you see the fin?
Well,
I'm going to slug this kid.
It's all Steven Spielberg's fault.
I know.
1975 Jaws. It just changed our thinking. All that. And then it was bad because I'd never really seen a shark open its mouth until some stupid National Geographic special.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen a shark open its mouth?
Yeah, and those rows of teeth.
No, but it's just, it gets so big, it's crazy.
Yeah, and the jaw, like it is.
It's bad. So, So, because you see him and you say, well, that pointy nose, it can't open its mouth very big. It just gets like it can swallow. It's a semi-trailer truck.
It dislodges its jaw and goes forward.
Unbelievable. Another quick story. They're suing Carnival Cruise Line. You knew that was coming. This is the one that got stinky and was adrift.
They announced that we've drifted 90 miles. People trying to take life jackets from other people.
They would come on the intercom and tell you one thing, only to come back hours and hours later to say that was wrong.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good strategy, get in the public, because the more you get in the public, the more Carnival will settle for something.
Mm-hmm.
Can't settle for a lot, but you'll get something out of it. It won't be a lot of money, but it'll be something. And if you're talking about 3,000 passengers, gets to, $3,000 each.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a lot of money because they have.
Unless you got your $500 voucher for a free cruise
on Carnival. Yeah, I wouldn't sell that one on eBay.
I know.
But you know, there's thousands and thousands of people getting on a Carnival cruise line today, so it's not like nothing stopped.
Right.
And they got the money, but when you sign those disclaimers, you're essentially signing every right you ever had away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that and the PR stuff, they'll settle. It'll just be for a small amount. ESPN Radio, 3-day forecast, Sunday 95.3. Weather, what do we got?
A little overcast today. 50% chance of some snow. We've got a high 35 down to 27. 30% chance of snow showers tomorrow. High 34, flurries into our Friday night, low 24. 32 the high with partly sunny conditions Saturday. Currently 33, wind chill 23. ESPN 93.5, sunny 95.3.
I think the TVs are going to show the Pope actually leaving Vatican City and flying to his retreat at 8 o'clock tonight or 8 o'clock his time. I think 8 o'clock his time, so they're like 7 hours ahead, 6 hours ahead. It takes effect. There'll be no Pope until they elect one. It's 8:50.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishinka. Stocks are modestly higher. The Dow Industrials up 28 at 14,104. The Nasdaq's up 13. The S&P 500 up 5. Investment advisor Hugh Johnson says with stocks near record highs, investors may hesitate.
The principal reason there's, I think, some concern or some caution right now is the sequester is coming up starting on March 1st. And the real question is, to what extent is that going to impact the economy and earnings?
Sears Holding, which operates its namesake department stores and the Kmart discount chain today, reported stronger than expected quarterly results on tight cost controls. Analysts were looking at this holiday quarter as a key milestone in terms of measuring the progress of Sears' turnaround. Stylish women everywhere know it. Black is the color to wear. Now, marketers of ice cream, beer, soup, and even shampoo are discovering the same thing. The hottest trend in packaging right now is black. And everything from Anheuser-Busch InBev's new black beer bottle for Beck's to Haagen-Dazs Gelato. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
The Illini basketball team is off and running, and there's only one place to watch them with your friends. JT Walker's in downtown Mahomet. JT Walker's carries the Big Ten Network so you won't miss a minute of the action while enjoying ice-cold brews crafted right here in Champaign County. JT Walker's has hot nightly specials on amazing food, too. But don't take my word for it. I'm just an announcer. Check out JT Walker's on Facebook or at jtwalkers.com. And come root for the Illini at JT Walker's in Mahomet.
If you're looking for a great home care agency for a friend or relative, Alpha Care is a company for you. Serving Central Illinois for over 25 years, they provide total dedication to meeting the needs of their clients. Their wonderful team of caregivers truly enjoy helping people just as if they are members of their own families. Let Alpha Care show you that they are the best providers of home care and relief staff services in the area. Contact them at 398-4100 or at alpha-care.com. Alpha Care, compassionate professionals serving you.
Croyd Razor M by Motorola. Now compact design with the edge-to-edge 4.3 display. Fit to do more. Get yours at Champaign Telephone Company, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. From now until March 30th, the Droid Razor M by Motorola is only $49.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card.
Visit Champaign Telephone, located at 1300 South Neal Street, Champaign.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at bzw.com.
Hey, it's Jeremy Warner from the Tay and Jay Show. This Big Ten basketball season sure is getting pretty interesting. Can Indiana hold off Michigan, Michigan State, and even Wisconsin for the Big Ten title? Can the Illini finish in the top 6? We'll chat about it all this afternoon with Big Ten Network analyst and former Illini Sean Harrington. Also, Illini football coach Tim Beckman joins us to talk about a staff makeover and the start of spring practice. Tune in here 3 to 6 on ESPN Radio 93.5 or listen online at ESPNCU.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
You know what 20 years ago today was? And I hate to even bring it up.
Okay.
You probably won't remember the Branch Davidians.
Waco, Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
After rumors about a tiny religious sect stockpiling weapons, ATF agents tried serving a warrant at the Mount Carmel Center, a ranch occupied by the Branch Davidians and their leader, David Koresh.
They come in here with a gun, and they start shooting at us. What would you do?
Koresh, born Vernon Wayne Howell, professed to be a messiah and was accused of taking child wives. They were tipped off on the raid and shot at officers. Four died along with six from the ranch. It spawned a 50-day-long siege, ending in a fire, killing all 76 men, women, and children inside. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
Well, it also brought us Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Because that was because of that. Timothy McVeigh did Oklahoma City because of David Koresh.
I see.
Because he was so upset what the government did, so he bombed the Murrah building in Oklahoma City.
That was early 90s, I think.
Yeah. In the 20 years ago, 1993, and then Oklahoma City was like 2 years later.
Huh.
And I never agreed with what happened. I thought that the government should have just stand down.
Right.
Just keep an eye on everything. They say, well, there's imminent danger. Well, we didn't know that. And for the fire to happen, everybody to die,
yeah.
I thought they should have said, listen, they're going to catch them in town at some point, maybe it'll be a year from now.
Uh-huh.
But to go in and do that, I thought it was, if you just would have waited them out, I thought would have been better. Because just stand down and defuse the thing, because it was set to explode and blow up with all those kids inside and all those women and children. So it was a terrible deal. And today's the anniversary of the raid, and then that 50 days later is the fire and everybody died.
Gotcha.
All right, we are out of time. Stand by, Fox News next, and ESPN The Herd. That's on the 93.5 side. We've got Sunny, 95.3, soft rock favorites from then and now, and I'll carry you through part of the day on that side. So, Diane, have a great day.
Enjoy the day.
Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, tomorrow highlights our morning show tomorrow at 7:30. Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. I'm Stevie J with Diane Ducey from Champaign.